Have you ever felt like no matter how much money you make, it's never enough? Like you're constantly chasing more, but that feeling of real happiness and contentment just seems out of reach? Well, you're not alone. A lot of us think of money as just a tool or a way to measure wealth, but there's more to it than that. Now think of money as a kind of life energy that flows through everything we do. It's not just about buying stuff or making ends meet, it's also about how we connect with the world around us. Hi, this is Neeti Keswani, and you're listening to Luxury Unplugged Podcast. And today, we are covering a second episode of Money as Spiritual Energy. Is money spiritual? Does money flow like spiritual energies? Deepak Chopra has just In one of his quotes, Deepak Chopra has said, money is life energy that we exchange and use as a result of the service we provide to the universe. Listen to this quote again. Money is life energy that we exchange and use as a result of the service we provide to the universe. In other words, it's not just about earning and spending. It's also about understanding the bigger picture. When we start to see money this way, something amazing happens. We can use it to bring more and more meaningful, fulfilling moments in our life. Because we are no longer chasing money, we are finding the purpose, working at it, on it, feeling the growth in it, experiencing the growth in it. And with every dollar we spend, every dollar we make, every choice we make, we are increasing the fulfillment in our lives. Stick with us as we explore how this new way of looking at money can help us live richer and more meaningful. Now let's dive into the idea of the flow of abundance. Imagine money as a positive energy. It's all around us, connecting us to people and opportunities. It's not just about what we have, it's about how we use it to make a difference in our lives and in the world. When we start viewing money through the lens of abundance, we begin to see opportunities everywhere. Then it doesn't become important to just accumulate wealth. It's about appreciating the richness that is already present in our lives. For example, when you support a local business, you're not just buying a product, you're investing in your community and you're helping someone's dream thrive. So when you give to a cause you care about, you're not just donating money, you're creating a positive change in your mind. In your mind, because when you donate money physically, you are working towards that cause. And that someone to whom you're donating the money is going to work practically on that cause that you are so passionate about. So this shift in mindset from scarcity to abundance can truly transform how we experience money. Instead of feeling like we never have enough, we start to see the value in what we already possess and how we are spending that. For instance, when you plan a vacation with your family, a holiday with your family, and you take them out, do you relish the moments that are imbued in that holiday? Or you're constantly thinking about the expenses that have led to that holiday? Do you enjoy that moment when you are relishing that cocktail on the beach? Or you're thinking about the upcoming meeting, the upcoming client call? So this is the mindset that we're talking about. Enjoying the money, enjoying every dollar that you're spending. This shift in mindset from scarcity mindset to abundance can truly transform how you will experience money. Instead of feeling like you never have enough, you can start seeing the value in how you are spending the money that is supporting a certain thing in your life. For example, this holiday, if you have spent a little exorbitantly on your holiday, instead of worrying that, oh my God, I have spent so much, you can relish the moments that you and your family enjoyed. I'm not saying that you should go overboard or go out of your budget, but if you have already spent that money, then you might as well enjoy it and not crib about it or feel tensed about it, because then you are spoiling the money vibration that is going on for the next set of money that's coming to you. So how do you tap into this flow of abundance? Simply, it starts with gratitude. When you appreciate what you have, you attract positive energy into your life. Imagine that you're waking up every day and you're feeling thankful for the opportunities, the money that is being provided to you. Now, whether it is the chance to pursue your passions or support loved ones, gratitude helps us to shift from focusing on what we lack to embracing the abundance all around us. When we approach money with this mindset, our financial decisions become more intentional and aligned with our values. We start to use money as a tool for personal growth and positive impact. Redefining our relationship with wealth is very important, because it is not about redefining just for the sake of it, but because you are wanting to find balance. For example, when you go to shop at Macy's or some beautiful store and you see a beautiful dress, instead of feeling the beauty of it, the texture of it, do you sometimes think about, oh my God, it is so costly and it is way above my budget line? You could do this and spoil your money, spiritual energy, or you could actually enjoy the texture, the fabric, and think about perhaps buying it in a few days. Because it's never about the quantity, it's about the quality that you will get. You might be able to buy 5 dresses for that amount of money, but the happiness that you will get on wearing that particular dress, which is at that particular amount, and not because of that particular amount, but because of the texture and the styling and the fabric and the way it makes you look and pampers your figure, that would make you loving every dollar that you have spent on that particular dress. Versus if you buy 5 more dresses in that amount which you have budgeted, and you are happily bringing those 5 dresses, you would perhaps be happy with the fact that yes, you've got a good deal. But that's about it. It might not have that emotional value that you might have when you wear the other dress for that X amount. You see, that is how you need to redefine your relationship with money. It's not about rejecting material comforts. It's not about feeling less than if you went in and got a deal. But it's about aligning the feelings that you have with money, with the comforts that you're seeking and why you're seeking them. Sometimes, another example and just a food for thought, you might like a pair of sunglasses which are so chic, but they may not even cost a bomb. But you still like them. So you still buy them, not for the value of money, but because you enjoy the way it looks on your face. You like the color, the texture, the shades. You love it. So we need to understand and align What value are we giving to money and to the things that we want in our life? Is it worth it? Am I deriving the feeling of pleasure? Am I deriving the feeling of peace and calm out of this? We need to recognize, like the monks have said, that true wealth comes from within. What does that mean? It means that when we nurture the space we live in, people we are with, and enjoy what we have been given, the wealth reflects the true meaning. I'll give you this example. In the Indian context, Mukesh Ambani and his family, they are living a rich, luxurious billionaire life. But there's more to the story. They're not only financially rich, their family is closely knit, and each and every one is pursuing a craft or a business of their own, and as a result, they're thriving in it. Now, some of you may argue that the current generation of Ambanis are born rich, obviously they will thrive. But you see, you can lose it all in a moment, just like his brother's business. But you see, you can lose it all in a moment. But here's the deal. If your basics of wealth are clear, you will thrive on. You don't eventually put yourself in the sand and cry and continuously cry that what am I going to do now? You basically, eventually build back your wealth. Because that's what every billionaire does. It's not that their life is not full of ups and downs. It's how they are managing it, how they're aligning with the money as a spiritual energy, using it for the purposes that brings them happiness. So I believe there's an important lesson from Mukesh Ambani's wealth, from his family values. It's about nurturing our inner peace, our relationships, and aspiring for personal growth. When we detach from the relentless pursuit of possessions, we free ourselves from the pressure to always have more. Instead, we find contentment in experiences, in connections, in simple joys of life. So let's embrace this new perspective on money. It is a spiritual energy that connects us to a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment. Because let's admit it, as monks, you are not able to talk about wealth. So let's embrace this new perspective of money. As a spiritual energy, it is connecting to a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment, which means it helps us to align with our happiness that comes from focusing towards a goal, towards a business. By using money mindfully and with gratitude, we can create a life of abundance and kindness and meaningful connections. Thanks for joining us on this journey. And if you're enjoying this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more insights on how luxury meets spirituality in everyday life. Until next time, stay tuned and stay connected to the richness of life. This is Nidhi Keswani for Luxury Unplugged Podcast.